Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
This person who's commanding us to choose evil by his own admission and by his own tongue is not appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah would never command us to do evil. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ala imma wal mahdina wa sallim taslima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and companion, Jonathan.
Wa alaikum salam, father.
Thank you for joining me.
It's an honor. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
The honor is all mine.
Thank you.
God bless you. Today, we want to talk for a little bit about a news headline that came out on CNN, and actually there was a story that appeared on many of the mainstream news channels that I think really highlights the essence of our religion, which is the true monotheistic religion of God, the true religion from Adam all the way till Noah, and Noah till Abraham, Abraham till Moses. It's the true Judaism, it's the true Judaic religion, the true essence of Christianity and of Islam. It was a news story that had highlighted some words from the Pope, Pope Francis. It was on the front page of CNN in the middle of September, and it appeared after that on different news outlets on television. And basically, he was speaking to the believers around the world that believe in him. He was speaking to the Catholics, especially that live within the United States. And he was making his comments, giving his direction to his congregation, to his followers, on what it is that they should do concerning the upcoming U.S. elections. And he was stating that, you know, we are in this dilemma. There are two people that are evil. He considers Trump to be an evil person because Trump is against immigration. He believes that being against refugees is evil. And he also believes that Kamala Harris is evil. And he stated the reason why he believes that she's evil is because she's pro-choice and she's for abortions, and he is anti-abortion and he is so-called pro-life. And so he was saying that the U.S. Must choose between the lesser of two evils. That was the headline on the front of CNN. The Pope says that the U.S. must choose between the lesser of two evils. And it got me thinking about a narration from the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, in which one of the companions to one of the imams asks him about the meaning from the verse of the Holy Quran, where it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and those whom commit evil, those if they do evil, they say, this is what we found our forefathers doing, and this is what God commanded us to do. Say, verily, Allah does not command evil. Are you saying about God that which you do not know? This is what the verse says. Okay? So there are these people, and they're committing evil. When they're confronted and somebody says to them, what you're doing is evil, they say, we found our forefathers doing it. This is our natural way of life. And also, God commanded us to do it. So actually, the evil that they're doing, they think that it's from God. And then we're commanded to say to them, God doesn't command evil. Are you saying about God that which you do not know? And so the Imam from the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam responded and said, have you ever seen or heard anyone in any religion claim that God commands evil? Have you ever heard somebody say that God commands, for example, murder, or he commands fornication or adultery? No. But rather, the meaning, the true meaning of this verse is the imams of misguidance, the false imams, the false religious leaders who claim to be vicegerents from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And the false leaders who rule over the people, right? The false kings who proclaim authority from God without having been appointed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the ones that this verse is pertaining to. So now we see that it has a whole different meaning. That actually, what it's talking about followers of Judaism, of Christianity, of Sunni Islam, of Shia Islam, who hold on to an authority figure or hold on to a king, a ruler, who is not somebody who is divinely appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are confronted and they're told that this is evil, you should not hold on to anybody except to those who are divinely appointed by God. The response is, well, this is the way of our forefathers. You know, God had commanded us to choose, right? Like when Sistani issues a fatwa and says that everybody should elect, or when Khomeini issues a fatwa and says that everybody should vote in the elections for the party that is a Shia party, right? Or when the people look towards the Pope and the Pope is literally commanding them evil. He's saying choose the lesser between the two evils. Well, it should be obvious then that this person who's commanding us to choose evil by his own admission and by his own tongue is not appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah would never command us to do evil, but rather the imams of misguidance, such as Pope Francis, would command us to do evil.
Makes perfect sense.
It does make perfect sense. And that's why we're commanded to hold on to the divinely appointed kings only, because all others will command us to do evil, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never appoint. And that's the broader, more important meaning behind this episode and behind that verse from the Quran, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never command a Jewish person to accept somebody who was not appointed from him, because somebody who is not infallible, such as a prophet, a messenger, a divinely appointed king, such as David or Solomon, or somebody who is a divinely appointed judge from God, could command their people to do evil because he's not enforced with the Holy Spirit. And the same thing with Christianity. God would never command Christians to choose between the lesser of two evils. Jesus, he never made the Christians or commanded them to accept the tyrant or to engage in Roman elections and choose between the lesser of two evils. But rather, Jesus commanded his congregation to follow Simon Peter, who was the embodiment of God on earth after him, who carried the keys to the heavens and the earth. And the same thing with Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never command us to follow the likes of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and the Bani Umayyah and the Bani Abbas, who led Muslims into great evils, but rather he would only command them to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the legitimate heirs, the imams from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, whom are infallible and enforced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much for joining me, Jonathan.
Thank you, Awasani. Thank you for teaching us always and keeping on the right path. I'm so happy to be your companion. May I die for you, Awasani.
God bless you.
Assalamualaikum.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.